In the mid-90s, two musicians named Andy Cato and Tom Finlay met through a mutual friend. From there, they soon started their own club night, Captain Sensual at the helm of the Groove Armada. Within several years, they'd released two breakout records. But at the turn of the century, Groove Armada wanted to lean into a more upbeat style. Enter Goodbye Country, Hello Nightclub. Born in the club, to a cottage in the countryside, and back to the big stage, Super Stylin' was the track that marked that transition. Almost 20 years on, there's a reason it's still the closer of every live set and the song that's still talked about to this day. In this episode, Andy and Tom describe the pivotal shift that took Super Stylin' from a nice tune to an anthem, all with a little help from a banoffee pie. This is Inspired with Groove Armada. Rise and amplifying when we come in with the swing. Just following the pattern naturally harmonizing. Groove Armada's Super Stylin', taking you back to 2001 from their record Goodbye Country, Hello Nightclub. And it certainly was the mood for Groove Armada at that time. And they are going to take us back there right now. I've got Tom Finlay and Andy Cato joining me from Groove Armada. Guys, welcome to Inspired. Welcome back to Triple J.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's been a while.
It has been a while. How did it feel kind of hearing that back?
There's lots of memories. I mean, it's interesting because, you know, we were talking about that. There's a lot of different phases in that record, you know. And when I'm hearing it back there, like, I don't listen to that version very often because that's the version we've obviously been playing more for the last 15 years as a live version. It's a bit developed. It's a bit different from that, you know. So it's quite strange hearing that back. It brings back lots of memories, but it doesn't feel like 20 years ago.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Released in 2001, we're now in 2020. We are going to go back. When did this song kind of first start having its inklings?
I can't remember the date, but I can picture the scene like it was yesterday. We were moved up to this cottage lot in the countryside, a couple of hours from London, where we holed up to make the Goodbye Country, Hello Nightclub album in the barn of the bloke who wrote Under the Boardwalk, the magnificent Kenny Young, who sadly recently died, but he was a lovely man. But we'd ended up in this quite strange situation in the sticks, you know, going out in the night, sort of, you know, bouncing sounds off church walls to get the perfect reverb and basically going a bit mad. And occasionally we'd come out from this world and we'd go DJing. It was just constant chaos. We did these sort of 6 or 7 hour sets, just kind of drink sweat off the walls. We were DJing one night and there was Mike, our MC, was doing his thing. And this little groove came on off a white label and Mike started doing things over the top. And then at one point he said Super Stylin'. And amid all the kind of chaos and sweat, I remember that we turned to him and said, remember that. And so the first stage was trying to get him in the cold light of day to jam that again over this groove that we've been playing in the club.
Wow. So you're playing this DJ set. There's this kind of baseline moment. He says the word Super Stylin' and you're just like, clock that, note that for later on.
Exactly.
Super Stylin'. Climb into position with synchronized the inks. Live from outer ghetto, we maximize it. Sound of the groove Armada, we super styling.
It's almost a sort of slight frustration with working with Mike, as he's brilliant. He captures stuff in the moment all the time, and our sort of job as producers really with Mike is to try to help him remember as much of those things he captured in a moment and try to bring the magic back from that moment. Which I think, you know, with Super Stylin' we captured really well, and probably other tunes we might have dropped a few along the way, I think, as well.
Yeah, of course, you are referring to here MC MAD or MC Mike Daniels. So what first drew you to him when you would have him along at these club nights and he'd perform with you? What did you like about his style?
Well, I mean, what first brought us together, weirdly, is that me and Mike played in the same football team, the same soccer team.
Oh.
So I used to play the back when three of his brothers, and I never knew, like, actually, I never knew that he was an MC. That was just not, you know, we just played football together and we had a few beers and he started rapping. Then it turns out that he'd been doing loads of work with a drum and bass crew called Reinforced. He'd been MCing for years. So we just got really lucky with that.
And how do you take something that was, like you said, this magic moment in the club? How do you then emulate that in the studio. What was the next step for you after that nightclub residency?
Well, the next step was the easy bit. It was the step after that was the hard bit. But we managed to get Mike up to this barn that I was talking about before. So the first thing that we set about after that was trying to create the kind of killer bass line. And then there was a whole kind of battle about just trying to get that bass sound, like, ultimate. As bass lines go, it's a bit unusual in that there's more than an octave between the highest note and the lowest note. So making it kick on every one of those notes across such a big frequency range was a pain in the ass.
This is the bass line that you're referring to, right?
That's the one.
Just that kind of main theme. And it's so interesting because, well, let's be real, a lot of Groove Armada's music leads with the bass. It's all about the bass. How did it feel kind of having that moment when you had been there for hours and hours when you went, yep, I got it, this is it?
I'm not sure that was the I mean, the bass line, it was brilliant, and the layers and layers, like Andy said, you know, and getting that right, because I think there's probably four or five, isn't there, different sounds that are making up that one sound. You know, different. There's a sub, and there's a bit of Stan, and there's like probably three different synths. From that bass line and the horns that we added, to the moment where we basically realised that this tune might go some ways towards like changing our lives a bit, was about 6 months after that.
Because we tested it, and it was a nice tune, but it wasn't an anthem. And I think the moment Tom's referring to is when we moved the bass line back. Is that what you're talking about?
I am, when we had the Banoffee Pie, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. I've forgotten about the Banoffee Pie.
I need to hear about this Banoffee Pie.
Like, we lived in this kind of strange rural idyll, but it was very sort of kind of hippie, you know, like mad place to stay. And there was some reason there were these two girls, and they weren't, I don't think they were sort of anyway attracted to us. They were just nice people, and they brought us, I think they took pity on us to some extent. We've been stuck in the studio for about a year writing this album, and one day they brought us around a really excellent Banoffee Pie, as I remember it. And I think about the moment the sort of the Banoffee Pie arrived is when we had the moment when we realized that by shifting the groove forward, so it's halfway through Mike's verse, was when sort of Nirvana happened, right?
But the thing that makes it an anthem, and the thing that you know, is the moment that why that tune we're still talking about after 20 years is just simply the fact that the bass line comes halfway through, which sounds now kind of totally obvious, but God, we've been tearing our hair out to try and find that thing.
How did it feel for you hearing it back? And I know you've probably heard it so many times until that point, but how did it feel hearing it back and hearing an anthem, hearing what you kind of set out or were envisioning?
That one crept up on me a bit more about the fact that it was an anthem, you know, and I think weirdly, even though I think it sounds fantastic in clubs, I think it sounds even better with a band. You know, I think it's sort of the best, you know, it's just a fantastic live dance record. You know, it's one that really relies on the feedback from the crowd and the pogoing and Andy's on the horn and that whole energy. Somehow giving it air to breathe makes it even better than when you put it in a club somehow, you know?
And how does it feel for you looking out at these crowds, seeing this song that is obviously still hitting after two decades, looking at all these sweaty bodies dancing in front of you, what's that like?
I mean, it's an interesting one. Sometimes you take it for granted as a piece of music, I think, you know, and sometimes you just, you know, you can almost can't bear to listen to it again because we've played it so many times. And then every then and now and then it just comes across and sort of surprises you. And when I'm DJing it, it's fun, but, you know, last summer we played an event called Boomtown in the UK, and it was probably, again, an event we weren't really expecting a huge amount, and we got to this thing, there was this massive natural amphitheatre, and there must have been 50, 60,000 people out there of generally a much younger generation than ours, kids mainly in their 20s. And then that was a moment that you just feel very grateful, because that track just seems to resonate across the ages, across generations, you know. There's something very magical about being involved in that piece of music, and I can't quite pinpoint what my personal involvement all it is, but I just feel very lucky to be involved with it.
Tom Finlay and Andy Cato of Groove Armada taking you from the club to the cottage to the world stage via Super Stylin'. Do you want some more Club Mavericks? Subscribe and dip back into the Inspired archive for episodes with Stardust, Basement Jacks, and The Prodigy. Inspired is a Triple J podcast produced by Nick Gerber and Maria Dimitrakis. I'm Lucy Smith. I'll catch you next time.